The U.S. decision to pursue a challenge against Chinese agricultural subsidies for grain crops reflects a growing desire in the United States and abroad to address more effectively the range of policies in major developing countries that affect agricultural markets, according to the National Cotton Council President and CEO, Dr. Gary Adams. Today, he joins us to talk about the dedicated discussions in the World Trade Organization and an important consideration when it comes to the global cotton market.
There is a growing desire within the U.S. government to make sure that other countries are being held accountable to the trade commitments that they make. And so this is one of the avenues that's available, is to initiate the consultations and a potential WTO dispute. I think also in the broader picture of just the trade agenda within this administration, is there still the opportunity for perhaps the Trans-Pacific Partnership to be taken up by Congress later this year, perhaps in the lame duck session. So this sends a message there, I think, in terms of the administration's willingness or desire to try to be tough on trade and show that trade enforcement actions will be taken.
In terms of the importance for the cotton industry,
it does send a message that would be potentially even broader than just what the commodities that are included in this case, because I think it sends a signal to other countries that the U.S. is looking at what other countries are doing in terms of their support, and not just in China, but perhaps on a broader picture as well. So we hope this does send a message that there needs to be accountability and transparency in terms of how other countries are operating their programs.
Dr. Adams doesn't shy away from the delicacy of the situation.
When we look at the trading relationship that exists between the United States and China in cotton, it's certainly a complicated trading relationship. On the one hand, they're a competitor because they do produce cotton and they do have support programs in place for their cotton production. But on the other hand, they're also a significant customer of U.S. cotton. In recent years, they purchased as much as 4 or 5 million bales of U.S. cotton in a single year. And right now, they purchase somewhere between 800,000 to 1 million bales. So we always try to be sensitive in terms of how we deal with countries that are large buyers of U.S. cotton. I think also in the case of cotton, we've got opportunities within the WTO because we have those dedicated discussions where you can actually have a multilateral look at all the policies that are in place. So this is an opportunity within those dedicated discussions, and we've been doing these for the last 2 or 3 years to really press other countries, not just China, but also countries such as India and Pakistan, on how they're operating not only their domestic support programs, but what they're doing in the way of market access as well. So that's another opportunity that we hope continues to be explored by the United States.
There's one other thing affecting the global cotton market, according to Dr. Adams.
Another important feature for us, or another important aspect that needs to be looked at that directly affects the global cotton market, is what's going on in polyester and synthetic fibers. As we know, there's a tremendous amount of excess capacity out there in synthetic fibers. The total synthetic market is about 3 times as large as what the cotton market is. So definitely the things that are going on in synthetics need to be explored, because to the extent there are subsidies and incentives in place in those markets, that's having a direct impact on cotton demand and cotton prices. Particularly, we just take kind of a 5-year period, we have probably seen on average about a 4 to 5% increase per year. So you're probably looking at 20 to 25% growth in their production capacity just in the last 4 or 5 years. And what's interesting is they're only operating at about 70% of their production capacity. So when you talk about that much excess production capacity, that creates certainly a challenge when we look at the competition that we see from polyester. And I think one of the questions we have to ask is, how is there that much excess capacity, and what is going on to support that much excess production capacity within China?